Robert Wheeler describes the interior of the Mather Mansion.
When you go in, it has a brilliant entry hall that's now been restored. We removed the rubber tile from that AAA put it there. But I guess AAA did a good job in the sense that they preserved the stuff underneath. There are a couple of rooms, including a room that you're facing when you come in that has a sort of a water fountain and, you know, some sort of statuary. Big fireplaces and the whole thing. It's all wood paneling, and then the ceilings were some sort of stucco or plaster, sort of well done by these Italian craftsmen. But to the left, there is this massively wide staircase that goes from the first to the second floor. And then there's an equally significant staircase that goes up to the third floor. This is all in the front of the building. And that third floor is a place where there was a ballroom, and it had a sort of little area above it. So this is third floor, but it's quite a lot high ceiling. And presumably that's where they entertained their friends and sort of balls and various things. And moreover, they were really big on theme parties. So they had costume parties all the time where they'd all dress up like Shakespeare or characters or French, whatever, you know. And so they'd go all out. That is, these, you know, rich people who, I don't know that all of them were from Euclid Avenue, but certainly a healthy portion of them were. And so they would go dancing around there, presumably. Everyone was always asking me this. Is this the last one of the – I think the answer is it's the last of the Euclid Avenue houses and the only one that's been preserved over, you know, to the present. And that's because institutions took it over, like AAA and CSU, that were able to keep it spiffy.